from Wall Street to your street, and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
The controversy surrounding Tesla's autopilot is alive and well. Coming up, the latest out of Elon Musk and the federal investigation surrounding the recent fatality of a Tesla Model S crash. All that and more coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting in the newsroom in New York. It's becoming an ever-evolving, sticky situation for Tesla. The auto company is facing some criticism in light of a recent fatality involving its Tesla Model S. It's opened the door for detractors to say its self-driving system is flawed and can lull folks into a false sense of security. However, Tesla is standing firm, as is CEO Elon Musk, saying that its autopilot works exactly as it should. Let's go straight to the story. Joining us now is Wall Street Journal reporter Mike Spector, who joins us in studio. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
So, following news that the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is investigating a recent fatal crash, Tesla stands firm by its autopilot technology. I think the question on a lot of people's minds is there reason to believe that Tesla dropped the ball as far as regulatory measures go? Is there a case here?
Well, it's a bit of a conundrum. You have a lot of factors that are kind of converging together. Driver responsibility, aggressively marketed technology. Elon Musk, the chief executive of Tesla, has urged caution with this autopilot system, which allows electric cars, Tesla cells, to drive themselves under certain circumstances. But he's also very aggressively touted its capabilities. He's talked about it being able to go from San Francisco to Seattle without a driver touching any controls. When the system was unveiled in October, the company declared, "Your autopilot has arrived." And not for nothing, the name of this system is Autopilot, which conveys a sense of autonomy and that the driver doesn't have to engage. That said, the owner's manual and a release that all owners sign when they download this software makes clear that it doesn't make your Model S or Model X vehicle an autonomous vehicle. It's for your comfort and assistance and enjoyment, convenience, and that you need to remain attentive. You need to have your hands on the wheel at times and remain engaged. But the real thing that sort of kind of made this a big conundrum, you have all these Tesla customers who are rabid enthusiasts, love the company. They're early adopters of technology, and they love the autopilot. And then they get in a crash, and they're annoyed that it didn't work quite as well as they expected. We wrote about a case today with a guy who took responsibility for his crash because he looked down at a printed document, and then he looked up, and all of a sudden there was a parked truck in front of him, and he swerved and slammed the brakes to get out of the way, which disabled his autopilot. He thought the system sort of warned him sooner. And he said, you know, but the problem is that you get a false sense of security. We spoke to many drivers, many Tesla owners who say that they get lulled into this false sense of security because the technology works so well. So it's almost like Tesla is its own worst enemy in a way on this.
That's exactly it. And I want to get back because you mentioned Elon Musk and his aggression, shall we say. And there's a lot going on in this saga. Also at play is Fortune magazine. They recently scrutinized the timing between the deadly accident and a huge stock sale by Tesla and Elon Musk. Tesla obviously denies allegations that it withheld information from shareholders. And now Elon Musk is super on the defensive. Can you catch us up to speed on his reaction to the scrutiny and the case as it stands right now?
Sure. So this fatal crash with autopilot occurred in Florida on May 7th. We've since learned that the company notified regulators about it on May 16th, 9 days later. And then there was the stock sale disclosure a couple of days after that. but there is a question of whether this particular incident was a material event that would require disclosure to investors, be it through the filing of an 8K or some other method. And Elon Musk has been very outspoken that this wasn't material. His argument is, people die in car crashes more than a million times around the world every year. Why aren't we scrutinizing other companies and their disclosures? I think the point he arguably is overlooking there, if I can be so bold, is this autopilot system is an aggressively marketed system, is a cornerstone technology for the company. It's something that investors and customers alike were extremely excited about. It was touted as making this company ahead of the game than, say, a General Motors, which has a Super Cruise system for its Cadillac cars under development that has been delayed. So, you know, there's probably a reasonable debate to be had about whether it's material. He also and others at Tesla point to the fact that the stock rose after this autopilot fatal crash became public. I'm not a lawyer, but I think the performance of the stock price alone doesn't necessarily indicate whether information is material or not. Mm-hmm. So open question, but you're right. Elon Musk has been very defensive about it. And to say the least, all you have to do is look at his Twitter feed. He was displeased with that fortune story on the July 4th holiday.
You know, all of this coming into play right now at a time when Tesla's trying to get the public and investors to buy into its plans for more hands-free driving. How big of an impact on the stock price, on people's confidence in cars, do you think this will all have?
Well, so far, not a big impact on the stock. In terms of consumer confidence in the technology, I think it has an impact. This is something that was bound to happen. Tesla is quick to point out that this was the first fatal crash or fatality in over 130 million miles driven on this autopilot system, which has been out since October, as we mentioned earlier. But that said, it sort of raises the question of, are people being lulled into a false sense of security, notwithstanding all the disclaimers and the limitations of this technology? You see customers making YouTube videos, and this was, you know, this happened months ago where people were making YouTube videos, reading the newspaper, or, you know, getting into the backseats of their cars, doing dangerous things. That prompted Tesla to update the software and restrict the use of it to a certain degree. But it will dampen some enthusiasm and increase the skepticism of this autonomous driving technology. And again, I keep coming back to this term conundrum. This technology has the ability to improve road safety, many experts will tell you. So it's trying to strike this balance, be you a regulator, an automaker, a consumer, between the benefits of this technology versus the potential drawbacks or dangers. And look, in the wake of this incident, we spoke to a woman who got in an accident, felt her autopilot should have worked better. Tesla said it was her fault and the system worked as designed. But she essentially said, I'm paraphrasing, that she doesn't want to be a guinea pig in this experiment. You know, if you have an iPhone and your app crashes, then you can't do something on your phone and it's an annoyance. If your self-driving car technology fails you, you can die.
Right.
So the stakes are extraordinarily higher.
There's clearly just so much at play here, and this will be an ongoing situation. So we'd love to have you come back and update us with the latest. Mike Spector, thanks for joining the podcast.
My pleasure.
That'll do it for the Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting for The Wall Street Journal in New York. Thanks for listening.
Love this show? Check out others by visiting wsj.com/podcasts. See our full selection under programs.